91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends to come down from the University of Arizona. I talk to them a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Rachel Baer.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, you do neuroscience things?
Yes, I study neuroscience, and I am currently working in Dr. Daniela Zarnescu's lab. We study RNA processes in aging neurons and neurological diseases, specifically ALS. RNA is what gets translated to create proteins in our bodies, and these proteins carry out many different functions.
It's my understanding that in order to study the RNA, the model you're using is fruit flies?
Yes, we can genetically engineer these fruit flies to express human TDP-43. This gives them ALS phenotypes or symptoms of patients with ALS.
And ALS is one of those terrible things. We talked about this last week, where once you find out you have it, you have a really short amount of time.
Yeah, so many people know of ALS from the Ice Bucket Challenge that went viral several years ago. And ALS is a disease that causes motor neurons to die and is fatal within 2 to 5 years of onset. And there is currently no cures available for ALS. Little is known about the disease. Our lab is trying to understand the mechanisms behind ALS.
What do you do with those fruit flies? What's your department?
So what I do, we do several behavioral and molecular assays. We can look at larval turning to measure their locomotor function. We do see that these fruit flies also have impaired movement similar to ALS patients. We do survival curve because our fruit flies also have a reduced lifespan. And then we do some molecular work to measure protein levels and levels of RNA in these flies. So I actually get to dissect their brains, and we do molecular work to measure these things in their motor neurons.
Okay, so that's a lot of things that everybody does. But you specifically, are you focused on the brain, or you do all those things?
I do all of those. Yeah, so my project, I get to go into the lab and take care of my flies and then collect samples to look at these protein and RNA levels.
Okay, so what's larval rolling?
Larval turning.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, so when we have these larvae in these small little tubes, we take them out and put them on a grapefruit juice plate. And we flip them onto their backs and see how long it takes for them to turn back onto their bellies, and we call this larval turning time, and it measures their locomotor function.
It measures their get up and go.
Yep.
What are your plans for after college?
I am hoping to continue to graduate school. I will be applying the next year to pursue a PhD program in neuroscience.
Do you ever listen to music?
I love music, yes.
Tell me more about this love of music you have.
Some of my favorite genres are alternative and indie pop. I recently was able to go see Imagine Dragons in concert. They have been one of my favorite bands for a long time. And another all-time favorite band is Walk the Moon.
You like to dance?
Yes, I love to dance. I am not a good dancer nor a good singer, but I love to do both.
Thank you so much for coming to the station today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, of course.